Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really exciting to talk about. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of Gemini AI image prompts for 2026. I mean, who doesn't want to create stunning visuals with just a few words? Exactly. It's crazy how fast this tech is evolving. But here's the thing. Most people think it's all magic. You type a few words and boom, perfect art. But in reality, it takes a bit more finesse, right? Right. I mean, I've seen my fair share of blurry images pop up after hitting that generate button. What's the secret to avoiding that? Great question. It really comes down to how you structure your prompts. Think of it like tuning a car. You wouldn't just throw in any old oil and expect it to run smoothly, right? Haha, definitely not. So, what's the first step in crafting a good Gemini AI image prompt? The first step is understanding the four-part formula. This is a game changer. You want to break it down into subject, style, lighting, or atmosphere and technical specs. Oh, wow, that actually makes a lot of sense. So instead of saying, make me a cool picture of a fox, you'd suggest something like red fox in a snowy forest, watercolor style, golden hour lighting, 16:9 aspect ratio. Exactly, that's a solid prompt. Using that kind of detail can boost relevance by 65%. So you spend less time regenerating images and more time creating content. That's a big time saver. Now you mentioned Gemini 3 Flash. What's that all about? Ah, Gemini 3 Flash is a major upgrade. It's faster and smarter with resource management. For enterprise users, it's like getting a new car with way better gas mileage. Got it. So you're saying businesses are saving a ton of money with better efficiency? Right. We're talking about a 30% gain in token efficiency. If you're paying for API access, that really adds up. It's all about getting more bang for your buck. That sounds fantastic. But what about those of us who are just starting out? How do we avoid the common pitfalls like blurry images? A lot of beginners struggle with that, actually. About 62% report getting blurry or unrelated images. The trick is to add resolution keywords to your prompts. So, adding words like high-res, detailed, or 8K can really make a difference? Absolutely. Just by including those terms, you can improve sharpness by 55%. It's a simple fix that yields big results. Nice. And I imagine it's not just about resolution, right? You mentioned something about style consistency earlier. Right. A lot of users encounter style drift, where their images don't have that cohesive look they want. Keeping a style file can help solve that. What's a style file? It's essentially a list of keywords you use consistently across your prompts. For example, always adding cinematic lighting or bokeh background keeps the visual tone uniform. That's really smart. So you just copy and paste those keywords every time? Exactly. Small changes in wording can lead to drastically different outputs. You want to maintain that clarity. And if I'm still struggling, what should I do? If you're finding it tough to get crisp results, I recommend using reference images. Uploading a sketch or previous generation along with your prompt can anchor the AI better. So, that makes it more accurate? Yep, research shows that this approach yields about 40% better matches. It helps the AI stay on track. Got it. And how does Gemini stack up against ChatGPT these days? Well, the numbers don't lie. In early 2026, Gemini's web traffic share hit about 21 to 22%, which is a 315% increase over just a year. Meanwhile, ChatGPT has dropped to about 64 to 65%. Wow, that's a huge shift. I guess efficiency really matters in this game, huh? Absolutely. For high-volume tasks, Gemini is proven to be about 30% more token-efficient, making it faster and cheaper for users. And for those of us just creating a few images daily, how does that compare? Gemini typically allows about 50 images a day, while ChatGPT has stricter limits during peak times. For me, it feels less restrictive, which is a big plus when you're in the creative zone. That's awesome. So what's your final takeaway for listeners looking to master these Gemini prompts? Treat it like a tool in your toolbox. Build your base prompts, use reference images, and don't be afraid to iterate until you get it just right. It's all about learning to communicate effectively with the AI. I love that. Thanks for breaking all of this down, Alex. It's super helpful for both beginners and seasoned creators. No problem. And to everyone listening, remember to embrace the structure and patience with your prompts. Give it a shot and let us know how it goes. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.